wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Trevor, were you too scared to take part?
No, I don't.
You had all day?
I have a palate. I understand how flavor works.
Jeez, if you guys forgot how to podcast, you're just talking mid-topic. Like,
well, this is hot. This is hot news.
I've been texting all day. This is a problem. The audience isn't caught up on our chats.
I discovered through a YouTube short today, I was doing some other Dr. Pepper research, but according to science...
As one does, okay, Dr. Pepper research.
Mm-hmm, but
every
according
day
to
I'm
science,
doing a little...
Trevor, how many spices and herbs does root beer have? Assume you know this.
In A&W?
Yes.
Like a dozen?
Yeah.
10, 12, like somewhere in there.
So, if you were to mix that one part root beer with two parts Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
which therefore that would add up to the 23 herbs and spices that make up Dr. Pepper.
I think there's some overlap, though. I think root beer and I think root beer and Coke share some of those herbs too. It's not like they're unique.
Like what type of spices and herbs? Like ginseng and turmeric? Like what do they put in there?
No, it's like crazy stuff. It's like stuff you don't even know what it means. What was one of them? It's like that nut. Some kind of
nutmeg?
Nut. No. What the hell is it called?
Well, I had to go out and spend the $6 on two bottles. One A&W root beer, one Coke. And I'm going to make Dr. Pepper right now.
Live on the air. Oh. Yeah. We're going to get a copyright strike against this episode, not by an audio issue, but by a drink manufacturer.
All right, some root beer.
Dr. Pepper's independent, hey?
They're wild.
Are they bottled by Pepsi?
Well, depends where you are in the world.
Yeah.
They had some disagreements with Coke.
Lime juice, vanilla.
So... that is why, at least in the U.S., you will see a Mr. Pibb revival. Coke is trying to... it's stirring here.
Coke is trying
to move away from Dr. Pepper in their machines.
That's sickening.
Okay, I'm ready.
So you put
the
two parts Coke, one part root beer.
Stirred it. And now...
there's 0% chance this tastes like Dr. Pepper.
No, I think it does. I think it will.
Not at all.
It's nothing.
It's what? Nothing like it.
It's vanilla.
Yeah, no.
It tastes vanilla Coke at most.
Oh.
So debunked.
I was hoping that maybe, I could get all three fabulous drinks in two bottles and take up less fridge room, yet have the enjoyment and flexibility of three.
So, no. Trevor, your original thoughts on this author were correct.
Why would you take the two best, two of the three best drinks and then combine them to make the best drink? That makes no sense. It's like Coke is amazing. A&W root beer is amazing. Dr. Pepper is amazing. That is the trifecta. That's it.
Two of the three. Which one are you missing?
Number two is Coke. Number three is A&W root beer. Number one is Dr. Pepper.
I might have just made really good A&W root beer, though.
Ah, you might have just sassed
it
up.
Improved it.
Root beer put in anything tastes like root beer. You can put one drop of root beer in 5 gallons of iced tea, and now it's going to kind of taste like root beer.
So this is now just an intense vanilla root A&W root beer. Root beer float.
Yeah. See, my brain could synthesize these sugar flavors. I could tell you what it's going to taste like.
Yeah. We have just made the best root beer float soda
ever.
So it wasn't a waste of $6. We're good. We're still ahead of the game.
Well, you can never really waste money on those kinds of things. You know, you melt gold and silver. It's still a very valuable thing when you mix it. Like, you know, it's got a lot of value in there. It's just been combined.
Perfect. So debunked.
That's science, though. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Had to know.
And now you know. Now you know.
This, I'm feeling pretty frisky today. I've been through some dark times, health-wise.
Yeah, you said you had a little bit of another breakdown. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh boy, yeah. This should be in
when
like
you said you had
20
a jar
minutes.
Of ice. I thought it was for your body pains or something. Yeah. I was so confused. Yeah.
I feel like this should be like 20 minutes into the second episode we record tonight.
The body pains.
But we're coming up hot.
Body break. Oh yeah.
No, this body has been broken. This has just been my life for a few months. So I had a sore foot, you know, like a slip and fall type.
Oh.
Like some foot bruising.
This is separate from that one where you hurt your neck, like years ago.
You bruised your foot? How do you bruise
your foot? Like from a twist, you know how
ankle?
Like doing some damage to it, yeah. But on,
oh,
like,
that's not fun. That's terrible.
Like a bashing of toes. So my left foot was tired, but healing. And then getting off a couch in the dark. Right foot smashes down onto like a plastic building block for a marble maze.
Nice.
With just jagged sharp spikes to help interlocking pieces fit together. And it hurt. I thought it was Peyton Manning injury. Yeah.
Made you shift your weight to the other foot?
Yeah, which wasn't great, but so walking just was not happy for a long time. But that Matt, the stepping foot just would not heal. It just hurt and hurt and hurt. I was finally, after like a month plus of it and skating on it and yeah, fun stuff like that, time to go to walk-in clinic. Because I was sure it was the Peyton Manning plantar tear. Because it was right in the heel, like in the fat, meaty part of heel. So walking weird, everything's no good. And fucking doctors. You know what? Because there's still like a black spot where it got stepped on and cut.
Oof.
Yep. There might be some plastic in there. Goes get
you
scalpel.
Are you're macroplastics. Everybody else is doing microplastics. Yeah. You're full on injecting it into your body.
Yeah. So go get scalpel. I start to sweat. It was actually pretty peaceful, just under the surface, and pulls out a sharp, jagged piece of clear plastic.
Oh my god, clear, that's a devil you don't know.
Yeah, so no pus, because it's plastic. It's not like a splinter.
Well, yeah, but
there.
If
it was just
dirt
there forever.
Or...
Yeah, I guess, yeah, but no, this was just clean plastic, so body didn't care.
Any blood?
No.
A little bit.
Yeah. Not that I remember, just out and felt like I could run a marathon immediately, just
instant relief.
Yeah. But wait.
My feet. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But so didn't quite still felt pressure there, like walking still without shoes on. Still not great. So
there is a whole Lego man inside your foot.
Yeah. A few weeks later, back to walk in, different guy. It's like, nah, I think it's just, you know, heels are tough. Takes a while for them to heal. You're walking on them, right? But we'll give you x-ray. Maybe you can see if there's a little spot in there. It closes in 20 minutes, and you have to drive 10 miles in a blizzard.
Yes. Oh. This is the way.
Just through whiteout, but...
There's semis coming the other way.
Yeah, yeah, but, oh, okay. So get there. This is great Canadian health, though. Get there, make it in time. Straight in, x-ray, walk out. Like, it'll be nothing. He's like, he was pushing on it, it's nothing, but, you know, fine. Next day, he calls back, you know what? Looks like another 2 millimeter piece could be in there. Oh. You want to come right back right now and I'll go digging?
Yes.
And I did, and he loved it. He can't see it. It's like black inside a beat up scar scab tissue.
So he's triangulating with his x-ray. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah, that the x-ray looks just like where the cut is. So there's probably something in there. So let's go.
Yes.
So hunting for a splinter, right, that you can't see. Have you ever had a splinter in cuticle?
Oh.
That sounds terrible.
Or just like on a fingernail.
Oh, like
you know how when you press on it, like, sure, even in the edge of your fingernail, or just the edge of a finger?
Yep.
Not disgusting finger, but just...
Yep.
So, you know when you press right on it, it would hurt?
Yep.
That's how you find a clear 1 millimeter piece. Does it hurt here?
Test.
Does it hurt here? Near? Yeah, just...
Yes! Dig!
So just putting extreme pressure right onto an invisible splinter. Oh, I'm just on my stomach, head down, just like, yes, that
do
hurts.
It. Do it.
That hurts really bad. But could not prove that anything came out. But he was proud. He's like, I flushed a whole bottle of saline in there. I think it's gone. I just pulled stuff out, just random scars
just
and stuff.
Pieces of your foot.
Yeah. So there's a big hole, but been jogging for 2 days again.
Oh, nice.
I think it's out. So just months of like waking up with foot cramp because everything's hurting might be done. Now I just want to try not to get infected because there's a big hole in there, but.
Jeez.
And all free.
Yeah, you'd be bankrupt. You'd have to pawn off a kid if you had freedom. My foot is disaster. My left foot, I'd probably just chop it off at this point. I've given up hope. It's toast. I'm like fighting a battle on many fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetual Ozempic battle. I'm doing the Ozempic battle.
What does that mean?
Just sugar. Versus Ozempic, I'm not really eating anything else ever. Just mostly as much sugar as a person could consume.
It seems really bad.
Oh, it's probably terrible. But, you know, I was coming over to a high stretch situation. But this is something they don't tell you. I think I was telling you, Carter, didn't I tell you about my feet?
I don't think so.
Is it diabetes?
No.
Okay.
My feet have, like, shrunk. I've lost so much weight, my foot has gone down almost a full size.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
And I've lost all of the fat on my feet, and now every little thing that I used... Okay, I had a plantar's wart removed when I was, like, in grade 6, and I had to actually get it cut out because it was so bad, okay? And so I've always had a little scar, like a little callus on the bottom of my foot. Because it was like actual surgery. They cut in and dug, you know, like pretty deep, like cigarette butt. It wasn't fun. It was a bad wart. And so I had a scar on my foot and it's always been like a little hard patch. But now that I've lost like all of the fat in my feet, it's like I'm just walking on this thick scab all the time from 35 years ago. And it's back with a vengeance, this scar. And so then I started walking funny on my foot. So I started walking on the side of my foot, which developed like a callus on the side of my foot. And I have no fat. I can't wear my shoes. I can't wear my old boots anymore because my feet flop around in them. I just bought boots right before. So now I've got these sweet
fancy
boots that are,
too.
Yeah, and they're too small. So I'm trying to find insoles or something to put in them so they can still fit my feet.
Do you think your feet are smaller or just skinny?
Oh yeah, they're actually smaller. Like my feet are not as big in the boots anymore. And it's like noticeable. Like my feet are smaller in the boots. My feet are like they're just like walking on bones. And I'm not that skinny. Like, I'm not disgusting skinny. You saw me, Carter. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you're good.
I'm just like, I lost weight. I look almost like normal, I'd say. I still could lose another 10 pounds if I wanted. If I stopped eating pure crystallized sugar shards from Rocky Mountain Candy.
Yeah, which you literally did. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but anytime I go through the Winnipeg airport, that's what I do. It's only Tradition. Winnipeg airport. That's the only place. I can't find it in any other Rocky Mountain in any other airport. Not that I've looked. Toronto? Nope. Vancouver? Nope. Winnipeg? Yep. So I always get the shards in Winnipeg, and I just crush them. One on the way out, one on the way back. And crush those on the ride home today. But, yeah, man, my feet, I got these little shrinking, flat, skinny feet, so I got to go find insoles or something. Which is sacrilege when you buy good boots. But, like, my feet hurt when I walk. And I think, too, like, I walk barefoot on my floors, and my floors are pretty hard. And so before it, like, caught up with me, it was too late, and I was already developing calluses. So I've been, like, you know, pumice stoning them a bit, but it's too late. So I don't know what to do. Yeah, when I started complaining about my foot, my mom was like, you got diabetes. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
That'd be great. I'm already on it. I can't. It's impossible. Impossible. Trevor, you have to cut out sugar. Cut my legs off because I'm toast.
Do you think you'd go into alcohol withdrawal? Like,
I don't know. Do you think if you cut off sugar? Smokers that have lung cancer that are in the hospital still smoking through the hole in their throat. You know, it's like, yeah. Yeah, so Carter, what about you? Where are you breaking down?
Well, nowhere. I stepped on, like, when Brent told me about the toy in the foot thing, I was like walking into a room. It was dark, and boom, right on the heel. I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. And luckily, nothing inserted itself into my heel, but I, you know, immediately thought of Brent, and I was like, oh. Yeah. But no, I'm glad Brent's running, and you know, you doing anything special on the runs? You just standard
treadmill a few times. That's it. Okay, but okay. Yeah, you know me looking at after the first doctor visit, looking at this trying to heal scab where it still feels like there's pressure under it.
Oh, you'd be playing with that so much.
Yeah, and trying not to dig into it.
Oh, I would have been digging in.
Yeah, because it hurt like. And it was just like a round spot where there was just felt a little angry.
If something's in there, you know, don't ignore your body.
Yeah.
Could try the transition again. Brent, I'm glad you're running again. Wonder if you're doing a specific type of running. I want to bring everyone's attention back to 2013, episode 112 of Here Comes Some Wisdom. It was August 4th, 2013. The name of the episode was, I'm a man! Yeah! Which was the Trevor quote. And we talked about Brent wanting to get a cattleman's revolver, which was really short-lived and weird topic. Then Trevor watched NFL Network all day, which is great. And then we talked about brewing beer. Now you've moved on to trying to brew Dr. Pepper, I suppose. Years later. And building a bar, hockey parent fights, you know, standard Here Comes Some Wisdom tropes. And then last was talking about mud runs, color runs, you know, those have sort of fallen off. People aren't doing that these days, even though running's more popular than it ever is, people say.
What? You know, running's more popular?
Than ever. Pandemic really did it, apparently. So, yeah, we talked about color runs, and we're like, okay, what would we do if we... you know, had to do a run, and Trevor had the genius idea. The segment was called Color Me Butter, and your idea was to have a backpack full of like cream and stuff like that, and then you run, and then you got butter at the end of the day. So, here's a CBC article from this month, and every time I've brought it up to someone, they're like, yeah, I saw something like that too. It's an actual trend. So here's the headline. People are churning butter on runs. We're sorry to be the ones to tell you this. People are calling it churning and burning, and yes, it actually works. Listen, we don't control the internet, nor do we have any say in how people exercise their free will. But yeah, they're
are
calling
you remembered
it
Trevor's running butter story?
Of course! It was an amazing idea! How could you not? So the article
and
says
it's
they're
happening?
Calling it, it's yeah, they're calling it churning and burning, or more simply, butter runs. And yes, they're eating it at the end. We'll give you a moment to process this information. It all started on this.
I'm like hallucinating
TikTok
right now, Carter.
Yeah.
No, like I just had a full brain reset. Are you serious?
Yeah, go listen to 112.
No, but this is happening.
It's a real thing. Yeah, you Ziploc bags of cream into your running vest. You hit the trails.
No.
At 4 kilometers, you do a check. And by 6.6 kilometers, it becomes creamy. And 8.6, it's good. The curds have formed. And you put it on some bread and eat it. And then the subtopic is this really a trend? Yes, it really is. Search TikTok, Instagram. There's tons of variations of it. So, yeah. Wow. We may have started something.
That must have been a listener. There's no way.
Oh, come on. This is, this is like Gypsy Heritage. Oh, yeah. But no, you were thinking, like, I didn't come up with that. Oh, you definitely did. You definitely
did. No, I
did. This is so Gypsy.
I invented this. This is part of my heritage. The ghouls. Carter, my brain hurts.
No, I can't
like,
believe it.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience right now. I'm having an existential crisis that this is real. What other things can we make happen?
I know. Like, we always, like, oh, Netflix. You know, that was our topic that you turn into a movie or something like that. And now you're, like, turning our butter run into a TikTok trend? Like, yeah, let's... What's another old episode that we're getting
ripped
off on?
Is there a Wikipedia on it?
Ooh, good.
Because if there is, we deserve a citation.
Yeah, even one episode before, we're talking about Kanye clothing, stolen bikes, GM sports card, and Towers Motel. Dolphin.
I'm shocked that streaming service hasn't just taken the bracket idea for history, for classic topics to be what's the best.
Ooh, yes, yeah.
Why is that not a series yet? With talking heads, old comedians talking about stuff.
Brackets is genius, but I think it's hard unless you don't have video. Unless you know, like our listeners are intelligent, you know.
Okay, we're gonna see something about the blaster. There's gonna be like this, like a Seinfeld type show with the blaster.
That I'm suing.
Getting burned. Yeah, at that point. Yeah.
I want to know, why did I want a Cattleman? Why did I want a revolver?
I don't know. I've never heard you. Like, you just wanted to live in the country and have a gun.
All right.
Jamie would do a butter run, but he'd do ice cream. Would it work?
In the
with
cold
a little
night,
with a little refrigerator,
you to
Cold
put
Stone
ice
sponsored,
the bag.
Yeah,
yeah,
Cold Stone Creamery sponsored. Throw in some M&Ms or
whoa,
their ingredients.
You can preload your ice
yeah.
cream.
Yeah,
oh, Brent, that's genius.
Or every kilometer, you put in a new topping. Oh, put a cookie dough in here. You know,
well, it's just like brewing beer. You put this in at the end, and you finish with that, and. I've got to say, and this is going to kill me, okay?
Yeah.
Kill me, because it breaks my heart, because I don't have a lot of nice things to say about where we come from. But I got to say that brewery is one of the best breweries I've ever been to in terms of the taste of the beer.
It's all about Marcos, the brewer from Brazil.
I have been to like literally hundreds of breweries all over the planet. Like everywhere. I was way up on this way early. and traveling like a crazy bastard back then and going to breweries and getting brew. And Obsolete is, like, I'm not joking, top three. And I don't even know what the other two are, but I know it's that good. Every beer that I've ever had there is not even, I have never even had a beer that's good. They're all better than good. And even if they're ones that I didn't even want to try, that's how good they are. Like, they're, it's stupid that there is a brewer. Yeah. Who is it?
Marcos.
This guy is legit.
That guy, I'm beefing with
legit.
Him.
Legit.
Because I was always member of the month at the gym, and then he started being member of the month at the gym by going more than I. So I was
that's
in October.
The same guy?
Same guy. So I'm like, you know what?
October, I hate their brewery.
So in October, I'm like, I'm going every day this month. He can't go more than 31 times in October. And so I went 31 times in October, and I was number two, and he was number one. So I was like, what the heck? Oh, but no, he makes good beer. And then he brought his Brazilian friends down, and they just played like punk rock in the bar one night. It was good. Except that's sort of my gig too, played punk rock and Obsolete. So
this guy's just taking over you.
He's Brazilian Carter. Yeah.
The beer there is incredible. It's incredible. It's delicious. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Is this guy going to move away to somewhere bigger?
Oh, I don't know. I think he likes it here. His son and Wilder were buddies in preschool there last year.
Yeah, well, Wilder is just using him to get to the beer.